From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Don't worry, no stormy weather in the weekend forecast. In fact, it's another partly cloudy and warm weekend. Nothing unusual ahead, so we're taking a break from the forecast today and giving a bit of extra time to a discussion of storms in the mountains. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, I've noticed that oftentimes in summer, in the afternoons, big clouds seem to form right over the Cascades or the Olympics, almost like they have their own weather systems. Why does this happen?
Well, that's true, Bellamy. Many summer afternoons, we see puffy cumulus clouds starting to form over the upper slopes of the Cascades, and they increase in width and height during the afternoon, and quite frequently you have a few showers there, even some lightning. And so that's real. We see it over the Cascades, we see it over the Olympics. And it turns out that it has to do with the mountains themselves. What happens is, during a normal summer day, the slopes of the mountains heat up, and you start getting upslope flow on both the eastern and western sides of the Cascades. And so the air goes up the slopes of the mountains and meets near the crest. And so you have a real strong current of upward motion over the mountains. Now, that's very important. Now, upward motion will tend to cause clouds, because as the air rises, it tends to cool and you get saturation. But something else happens. Often the air is kind of close to being unstable, which means if you push the air up, it keeps on going for a while. Now, what happens is, if you get enough of that lift over the top of the mountains, you can sometimes get this instability forming, and you start getting these cumulus clouds. Cumulus clouds are associated with instability. And if the instability is enough, you can get towering cumulonimbus with showers and lightning. So it has to do with the fact you have this heat source, this elevated heat source in the mountains, causing upslope flow on both sides that meets the top, that gives this extra upward motion that can produce clouds and can release instability that forms cumulus and thunderstorms.
And so that sucks up right up against the sides of the mountains, which is where a lot of us like to go hiking in summer. And we end up hiking right into the belly of the beast, right?
Well, what happens is, you know, if you're hiking near the crest of the mountains, you can get some showers during the afternoon. It's something that can also be dangerous, because if there's lightning forming, then that's something you want to keep in mind if you're up on the crest or on a ridge, which makes you quite vulnerable to being even near or right on a lightning strike.
So what's the best way to find out when this is going to happen so that you could avoid it?
Well, the first thing you always can do is hike early. That's one way you can almost always be safe. Start your hike at 7 o'clock in the morning and start coming down by the time you get to noon or 1 o'clock, and you'll generally be fine. But there's another way. The National Weather Service is getting pretty good at forecasting these kind of thunderstorms developing. And so look at the forecast. If you see the cumulus forming and if you start seeing rain, you should come down off crest right away. Now, there's other things you can do. If you have a smartphone app that has weather on it, and many of us do, often you have connectivity way up in the mountains, and you can get the Weather Service forecasts. And if you're really weather-oriented, you could look at the weather radar, and you can see the cumulus develop, the showers associated with cumulus with that. So go in the morning, keep your eyes on those forecasts, and if you're really weather-savvy, keep your eye on the radar.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.